You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
My wife got out of town. She and my stepdaughter left, meeting my other stepdaughter. And they're also taking boyfriends. Hopefully not my wife. I don't. She's not taking a boyfriend. But the two girls are, and the five of them going down to a place down in Florida and hanging out for like 6 days. They're going to do some offshore fishing.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, so I'm a bachelor. It's me and the cat for the next week. And, it's kind of fun.
Why didn't you go?
A variety of reasons. But I also just like that they have bonding time like that.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's all good. I did sit on the couch last night and watch a show. It's my show recommendation, and I thought it was new. It's 7 years old. I'm like, oh, crap, I just discovered it. But you might find this interesting, too, Jer. I'm not sure, but it's long. It's a 2.5-hour documentary. I didn't know until I got about halfway, two-thirds of the way through, and I was like, damn, how much longer is this going? But it was still fascinating. It's just called Spielberg. And it's a 2.5-hour like biopic thing. Well, that's not a biopic because it's just more a documentary about Steven Spielberg and his life from being a little kid, knowing what he wanted to do with his life when he was a kid, all through his, you know, his hit movies and how they made them and all the stuff that went behind the scenes. It really is fascinating. And you know what stood out to me was that part that I just mentioned about how when he was, I don't know, 8 years old or whatever, he knew he was going to be a movie maker. And how many of us have some sort of dream when we're a kid? I don't know what yours was. Mine was to be an astronaut. It's so cliched, but it was. Do you remember? Did you have
a morning
dream?
Radio in Denver. I mean, believe it or not.
Okay. and yet, how many people have that when they're 8, 9, 10 years old?
Right.
And then they never even get close to doing it.
He's like, I love sharks. I should make a movie about sharks.
Yeah, it's so interesting, you know, and they talk about his first big movie. It was a made-for-TV movie, and you and I have talked about this film multiple times called Duel.
Yeah.
And that's what really got him going, you know, and he was only 21 or so when he made that, 22 maybe?
It's impressive. Very impressive.
Oh, it's crazy. Anyway, that's my recommendation. Maybe it could be one of your treadmill shows, Jared.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the treadmill for a long time then. But
it might take like three different sessions.
Three gym visits.
To get through it all.
Yeah.
But it really is fascinating. And I just wonder how many of our listeners are doing, as an adult, what they wanted to do when they were 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be very many.
None of the accountants right now are like, that's not me.
Yeah. So it could be a future segment. I don't know. What about you? What's going on in your world?
I'm
going
to tell you that today's show is going to be a little touch and go for me because I feel like crap. I woke up just absolutely horrible stomach aches and headaches, and I attribute it all to my wife, who yesterday when I came home from the show, she's like, I'm taking you out tonight. We're going to celebrate your 20th anniversary on Mix. She's like, and I'm taking you to your favorite spot. We're going to the Cheesecake Factory. And I was like, hells yeah, let's do this. Because I love me some Cheesecake Factory. So we got there. And of course, you know, their menu's a mile long. But I finally settled on the chicken parmesan with mashed potatoes and green beans.
Okay.
And when it arrived, it was probably enough food for 3 people, is my guess. I think 3 people could have split it because there was 3 whole chicken breasts on the plate. And I ate it all. I devoured it. I ate the entire plate. And I had 2 beers on top of it. And then at the end, she got me a piece of cheesecake because I like cheesecake. So I ate the cheesecake as well. And the one I go to is at Southwest Plaza Mall. And I was like, we got to walk around. I was like, I can't even. I ate so much. I just don't feel good. So we walked the mall for a little bit. I got home last night. I couldn't sleep because I was so full and just felt sick. I had to wash 2 pillows this morning because I was sweating so much.
Gross.
Sorry, ladies. I'm taken. Wow. So basically, I'm just not used to eating and drinking like that anymore. And, dude, it is just hitting me this morning. I just feel like a fat
you know
what. No, I'm going to fight through it. I'll make it through. But you know, I was texting Nick Nack a little bit ago about it. And she's like, well, you should have done what I've done, what I did. Of course, we get there, you know, and I'm ordering the biggest thing, and she's like, where's the Skinnylicious menu? So she ordered her little salad or whatever off the Skinnylicious menu and got her glass of water. And she's like, I feel great this morning.
You could have also gotten one, you know, eaten one and a half of chicken breast and then taken the rest.
The problem was it was so damn good. I couldn't stop. I just couldn't do it. You know, and so I was at the gym for an hour and a half beforehand. So I was in kind of the mindset of, I deserve this. This is a celebration, and I did the gym today. I'm going to give it hell. And now here I am this morning, sweating through my shirt.
So
it's
you
not
ate
good.
Four gym sessions worth of food after one gym
I'm
session.
Telling you, that plate showed up, and we were all like, oh, my God, this is for one person? I was like, hells yeah, it is, as I unbutton my belt.
It's like you're at the claim jumper again.
Oh, man. I don't know. Well, so anyway, so touch and go.